Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Spring is in the air, and so are Texas bees. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples with us today to remind us to be careful around homes and lawns.
We all know bees are very helpful when it comes to pollinating agricultural crops, but they can also be a pest to homeowners and their families. When you see them bunched together on a post or in a tree, my advice, Tony, just be careful not to disturb them, even though you may want to get rid of them.
So what can homeowners do?
We should always be cautious, particularly when operating tractors, chainsaws, four-wheelers, and lawnmowers. The sound of a motor makes bees nervous and aggressive, which may cause them to attack.
So is it legal to kill bees since they're needed for pollination?
When they are a pest or a threat to people's lives, it's certainly acceptable for a licensed pesticide applicator to go in and control these bees. Our agency registers approximately 15,000 licensed pest control applicators, and they are listed on TDA's website. You may also contact a beekeeper. As you know, for some people, bee stings can be deadly. Keep kids and pets sheltered and safe. A barking dog or playing children can also make bees nervous and aggressive. Bees are also attracted to bright colors, so keep that in mind when getting dressed. Of course, it never hurts to keep some wasp and bee spray nearby for protection. It's time to enjoy the spring weather, but it's also bee season. So keep your eyes out and sharp, and my advice, be careful.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.